Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I wanted to mention this story. Larry Bass is the CEO of Shin A Will. They're an independent production company who make TV shows for RTE, etc., etc. Was speaking as Cabinet gave the green light to push ahead with a new online safety and media regulation laws. Companies that failed to comply with an online safety code could face fines of up to 20 million or 10% of their turnover. While the proposed legislation will establish a new media commissioner regulator to oversee the likes of broadcasting and video games and video on demand regulations and podcasting and all that kind of stuff, essentially it would be the new broadcasting authority, it would take on the current functions of the BAI of Ireland, who govern this radio station, for example, and many others, with their powers now being extended to cover streaming services such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney, and online content. And Mr. Bass has said this will see money reinvested in the Irish content. We want a level playing field between platforms who are financed primarily by European funds to spend some of that European money in Europe. So I think it's hugely important for the future of the industry right around the world, and where there's a predominance of especially US-owned platforms, that all of the funds that goes into making these films, TV series and documentary series, should all go back into the pockets of producers in the US. And now, obviously, Mr. Bass has skin in the game because he has his own production company, but he says he believes this approach will benefit everybody. Well, I think it'll benefit Ireland because we're a smaller country more than it might benefit others, I suppose. I think the aim is to try and keep an industry right, he said, around the world and keep it viable. Otherwise, you will have a scenario where Irish content will not necessarily have any funds. Although it has been mentioned that this levy won't change the price of the subscriptions, as it's the streaming companies that will have to pay it, we all know that if a levy is put onto the streaming companies and the companies have to pay it, it won't be too much of a stretch to turn around and say that your subscription costs will probably increase to cover this extra cost for the companies. Because let's be clear about it, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Sky, whatever it happens to be, or any of these streaming services that are out there, they are not going to be burdened with the cost. They are going to pass it on to you, the consumer. So would you be willing to pay an extra few quid for your streaming service? For example, Netflix, Disney Plus are the most popular, then you've got Amazon Prime, and most people are using them. But would you be happy to say to see your premiums go up an extra €2 a month? Just for example, I'm not saying they will, but would you be happy to see that if the money was being ring-fenced into Irish productions? I mean, there's been some good Irish productions. We've had Love, Hate, we've had Kin. A lot of people, these are extremely popular. And there's a lot of other good Irish productions, by the way. I just don't watch too many of them. But there are other good Irish productions. And if they had more money, they could be better. And they could end up on Netflix, or they could end up on Disney Plus, or they could end up on Amazon Prime or whatever it is, if they were good enough, if they felt they were good enough. We've already had a few Irish productions, actually, on those platforms already. But if we had more money, because we're a small country, and we got a levy from these big companies, these big multinationals, a levy was put on and it went into Irish productions, well, maybe we could make better movies or better TV shows. So would you be happy enough to see that money? Now, you're going to argue, well, hold on, I already pay a television licence to RTE. Surely a lot of that money should be going into it. Yeah, unfortunately, that money's been swallowed up by RTE. As somebody says, no, we'd be paying your wages. You won't be paying my wages. This is independent radio. We don't get any of your television licence. None of it. So the question simply is, would you be happy to pay a little bit extra? Or do you think it's a redundant idea, as we already pay a television licence, and you believe that's enough and should fund the projects? So would you be happy enough to pay a few quid extra for your subscriptions, for your Netflixes, or whatever it happens to be you have, if you thought it was going to improve the production on Irish television? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, I'm not suggesting it goes to RTE, by the way. It would go to independent productions. So it's 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Dave. Dave, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dave?
Hello, hello, hello.
Now, Dave, before we start, I think there's a reason for celebration today, is there?
Oh, there's many reasons for celebration, of course.
Would you like to tell us the reason for celebration?
My missus had a baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
A baby boy or girl?
Little boy.
And have you given him a name yet?
Oisín.
Oisín. And yes. Okay, I know all the women listening are going to go, how big was he? How big was he? How big was he?
Oh, yeah, no, well, I've been quoting the snapper for the last few days. Anybody, when anyone asked me, like 7 pounds, 2 ounces, you know, small turkey, but fine.
I was going to say a small turkey. And I hope Oisín and his mom are in good health and doing well.
Everything brilliant. He's the most happy, contented baby ever. If anything, I've been the one that's been more anxious. So,
well, look, no. I'm delighted for both of you because I know you went through some difficulty there about a year and a half ago. So I'm delighted for both of you.
No, he's absolutely perfect. He really is. And his older brother has been, for a 12-year-old boy, has been out of this world good.
Right. He's not jealous at all.
No, he's brilliant. I was up and down to the hospital a lot last week. I came home one night. He had the stairs hoovered, the sitting room hoovered, the washing up done, and told me my dinner was in the microwave.
We'd all love a 12-year-old like that, I tell you, Dave.
Tell me about it. And I didn't even have to threaten him once to get him to do it.
And by the way, were you there for the birth of the baby?
No, she had him so quick that I was about halfway there.
Oh no!
By the time she had him, so
right,
yeah, right. I know, but it's all, I'm making it up. I'm doing all the night feeds and all that just to give her a chance to rest and recoup.
Right, and how's your other half? Is she okay? Everything's okay.
She's the finest. She's absolutely buzzing. She's growing. You wouldn't think it to look at her. She's about 5'4", but she's the toughest person I know.
Right, well, any woman or anybody who can have a baby is a tough person. That is a brave
person.
Look,
you know yourself, if it was up to men, we go extinct.
We went at the end of civilization as we know it.
Exactly.
Okay, Dave, I don't know, do you have any streaming services or do you pay for any streaming services?
Oh, you know, we have Netflix.
Okay.
We pay for Netflix and Disney.
Okay. And
you know,
would you be happy to throw an extra between the two of them? Let's just say, for argument's sake, €2 extra per month for each of them. An extra €4. Would you be happy to pay that if you thought it was going to go into Irish production? It was ring-fenced for Irish independent productions to make good TV shows.
If there was some way that independent Irish filmmakers could actually just directly link up with Netflix and Disney and make independent Irish productions, because there is a hell of a lot of talent in this country, especially particularly like... The one I know the most about would be the Irish independent comic book scene. Mm-hmm. And this country has talent coming out of its hole. But if it's like the government saying we're going to put a levy on it, that money is going to be wasted, squandered. It won't go to the right people.
It's not actually the Irish government. I believe this is a European incentive. So, but each country will do their own bit, of course, and get their own, slice of the pie.
Yeah, do you see that? That's greed on behalf of states. That's what that is. That is, the people drawing up these laws couldn't give two shits about independent production. They couldn't. They just want their slice of the cake because they've seen amounts of money that the likes of companies like Disney make. I mean, what's Disney's turnover every year? A couple of billion? More?
Well, it's owned by a company in Singapore now, I believe. It's not owned by Disney anymore.
Oh, really?
No, I think the Disney's, I mean, the last Disney to own it was Walt's nephew. What was his name? He gave it to Walt's nephew. And Walt's nephew, I think, sold it there about 10 years ago to some company in Singapore. So I think it's not owned by the Disneys anymore. Roy Disney, yeah. He would be. I don't know whether Roy is still alive or not, but I think he sold it off.
Yeah, no, but I mean, these companies are making obscene amounts of money. Like, I remember when Netflix first came out and it was like £6 a month. There wasn't much on it. Look at it now. I mean, in terms of media, it's a juggernaut. You know, they were the first on the scene. And they were actually able to show that you can provide entertainment at a reasonable price. And I find...
But is it a reasonable price?
We see, our one is like €18 a month. But that's just because I have like the top tier kind of subscription. Because I pay for it and I just let the family use it. Like, do you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Disney isn't too bad. And look, you know, these things are always going to start cheap to get their hooks in you and then go up and up and up. Mm. But I do find it is value for money. You know?
I mean, when you think about it, so you're paying, I think I pay, I can't remember what mine is, I got the HD one because I've got a good telly, so I might as well pay for the good version, right? I don't know, what's it, 12 or 13 or 14, I haven't a clue how much it is a month, right? But in saying that, a television license is 160. Now, I'm paying a lot more than I'm paying for a television license for a percentage of the content. Because, I mean, the content on the Irish Netflix, by the way, is not as good as the UK Netflix, and even less better than the US content.
Yeah, but if you just use a VPN, you can get access to the American one.
But you're not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to advertise that fact.
Look, they're still getting their pound of flesh.
I'm not allowed to advertise the fact that if you get a VPN, you can watch the US Netflix. I'm not allowed to advertise
that. Can I?
You can say what you want.
Everybody should get a VPN. There you go.
Yeah, because you can get more content. And the reason, people often wonder the reason for that is, because RTE and Virgin Media One and Sky would have copyright over certain programs, which they may not have copyright in the UK, or they may not have copyright, for example, in America.
A I can't remember the exact reason, but apparently Ireland's copyright laws are a bit weird, and that's why a lot of American shows can't be shown over here, like, do you know?
Yeah.
But no, I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, there's some bizarre stuff goes on with copyright. When I'm, say, up in Karen's house in Belfast, and I'm watching RTE, and first of all, you don't get RTE in HD in the north. You only get it, it's regular, it's actually pretty crappy quality. And when you're watching it, if an Irish football game comes on, the test card comes up, and it says, this is not available in your area.
That's just weird. Yeah, I know. It's weird. I think the RTE player as well, like when the ads come on, it just goes to a blank screen. You're like, could you not just show me the ads? Instead of 2 minutes of dead air, like, yeah. You know?
Absolutely. So you wouldn't be completely against the idea if you genuinely believed it was going to a good place.
But like, any time a government says we're going to put a levy on something for, you know, the people who need it most, everybody's like, can you smell that? It's the smell of bullshit. Like, you know, and particularly the Irish state. Like, I'm sorry now, but they're talking about Irish content. Like, I was listening to RT Radio 1 up and down to the hospital there last week, and I nearly fell asleep behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. Do you know? So, and like, but the thing is, we do have really good content creators in Ireland. Like, I mean, if an Irish creator wants to do something for Netflix, they can just go to Netflix and say, I have, you know, like, do a pitch for a show, and they can get it.
Well, you know, I would like to think they would get an even playing field when it comes to people pitching to them.
Some Irish stuff has been brilliant. I mean, like, to this day, The Panel remains one of the best Irish comedy panel shows ever made. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We do whatever it is about this country. We seem to do crime dramas fantastically well. Do you know?
But yeah, like, I thought Kin was excellent. You know, I really did think it was very good. I thought Love Hate was excellent. It depends on what you're into, but I thought they were I thought they were so well made. I thought the acting was good. Some people didn't like it, but I thought they were really good. There's a new one on now on a Sunday night. I don't know what it is. I just seen a trailer for it the other night. There, I can't remember what it is. But, Assets, is that the name of it? Hidden Assets. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, I mean, I was watching one the other night because like RTE do, the talent is there and they do have the ability to put out good stuff, but I think the money is just going to the wrong people. They're just squandering it now. Again, if you've a a bottomless pit of other people's money, you're not really going to take too much care, you know. But, like, I remember last week they did, it was like a prime time, no, like, it was like a political panel show, but it was all to do with the treaty 100 years ago, you know, and they were doing it like it was like a live debate and, you know, like they were doing it around the vote in the Dáil about the partition. And it was absolutely fantastic. And it was done in a really, really good way. So the ability is there, but I don't think someone said, I'm going to put a levy on this for X, Y, and Z is going to do that, and it's just going to hit us in the pocket. And let's be honest, like, I mean, you know, shit's getting more expensive as it is. All you're going to do if someone has to pay more for the Netflix or Disney is they're going to pirate it.
Okay, we'll stay there just for a second, because Morris, you're an Ireland's classic hit. How you doing, Morris?
Afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Afternoon. And Morris, I don't know, do you pay for any streaming services?
Yeah, we have Netflix, and when the grandchildren come home, you get Disney on for them, or somebody transferred it from one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's a great thing for families to enjoy, rather than being stuck on the old laptop or computer or whatever. You can go and have a look at whatever they have available.
Yeah.
And I'm disgusted that somebody's come up with the idea to say, you know what, I'm going to put my hand in your working class pocket again and take more money off you.
Well, I want to be clear, that hasn't been the suggestion yet. But what I'm saying is, if the European Union are going to put a levy on the streaming services, well, you can be absolutely sure they're not going to put their hand in their pocket, so it will be passed on to you, most likely.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So yeah. Somebody's come up with the idea, whether it's European or government, because they're telling us now, you're not Irish anymore, you're a European, okay? And we're in a pandemic and we're all Europeans. So now they're coming along to me again, after they've done with the alcohol and said, oh, minimum pricing, oh, we have to pay, you know, and now we want your Netflix and we want more money out of your pocket for watching Netflix.
I don't know where people are going to get all this money. With the alcohol gone up, the energy costs gone up, the diesel, the fuel, the cost of living gone up, generally speaking, and
exactly.
now they want to kill your Netflix and your Disney.
Everything. You know, even the price of Dave will find baby nappies and milk will go up now. Watch when he gets crucified after the new addition to his family. He'll come after him for more money. You know, congratulations, by the way, on the new addition to your family. Yeah, Martin, I hope you have a great time with a new baby. There's nothing better than new life in the world.
I haven't stopped smiling like an idiot since Saturday.
It's the best thing in the world that can ever happen to you is bring new life into the world and nurture it and make this country a better thing, you know?
Yeah, I remember it well. I did it 3 times, Morris. And it's like, by the way, Dave, there's that wonderful feeling when you lift them up and their little baby grows and that smell of baby off them.
Yeah, and they puke right down on top of you.
Shirts, when all my kids were young, every one of my shirts had this stain on the left-hand shoulder from, you know, because that's where I used to put them over my shoulder all the time when you were winding them, and every one of them had a puke stain on the shoulder, which stays there forever.
Exactly, yeah, but they get the wind up.
Yeah,
the joys of parenthood, huh?
Getting back to the Netflix thing or anything, I'm just sick to people coming along and putting their hand in my pocket. I'm like you guys. I've worked all my life. I'm coming up to 40 years this year working in the one job. I'm not blowing me coal. But like somebody told me before, the richest man in the world is a man who can go to work every day and provide for his family. Mm. I've done that. If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. I love what I do. That's why I stuck with it. And every time I bought my own house, I wasn't a burden on the state. We're coming into your pocket again to get 400 a year off your property tax. We're coming in to get more money off you because you work hard and you like a drink at the weekend. We're going to charge you more again. I'm sick of people coming to me and the likes of me and saying, give us more money. I've already paid tax on the money that I have in my pocket, and they want more tax out of my pocket. And I'm sick of it. And they're doing it to everybody. And any little enjoyment we have, they're taking it off us or overcharging us for it. And I don't care if it's European or Irish. People in this country need to stand up and speak for themselves. I'm sick to me back to either what they're doing to people in this country. And that's why young people are leaving. They don't see a future and they won't stay.
Well, Ireland, I did put up on Twitter yesterday, I think Ireland is becoming a very expensive place to live.
Horrible place to live.
Yeah. From a financial point of view, it's very, very difficult for young people, particularly, you know, when you watch, like, the salaries haven't increased since the downturn of the economy back in 2010.
I wish.
Yeah, nobody has seen an increase in their salary. Yes, you know, we're seeing an increase in the price of everything. And unfortunately, your pound or your euro will only stretch so far.
But should you know another... Do you know what another sickening thing is as well? I nearly put my fist through the window at a car the other day when I heard this. They were talking on the news, and like it was Pascal O'Donoghue was coming on, and like they were all, you know, clapping themselves in the back saying, we've just taken in the highest tax take that state has ever seen.
68 billion.
Yeah, we're taking in more money this year than ever, and the economy is going great. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I was like, if the guy was in front of me, I probably would have choked him. Do you know?
Exactly.
But you got to remember, by the way, the majority of that money came from 10 companies.
I was
reading the whole article about that, and I think 12 billion of that money came from 10 companies. 10 of the biggest companies in the country.
Yep. Niall.
Yes, sorry. And that's, by the way, you would imagine during a pandemic, our tax take would be lower, but it was actually higher because a lot of those companies that are paying a lot of tax actually benefited from the pandemic.
Apparently, on paper, like, we're the fifth richest country in the world, the GDP per capita. So we beat out the likes of China and America, the largest economies the human race has ever seen. And I'm looking around going, where? Who's
benefiting? This is what they were saying, you know, and I'm sure Morris would appreciate this too. The pandemic, right, over the last 2 years, a third of the population did really well out of it. I know people who have made a lot of money. Yeah. I was only talking to one person yesterday who was telling me somebody he knew started importing masks there 2 years ago. And in the space of a short period of time, made 4 or 5 million in just importing masks, right?
Yeah, you know.
And people making glass screens. I know somebody who started making Perspex screens for shops. Yeah. So people using their heads, a third of the population made a huge amount of money. A third of the population did exactly what they did before. In other words, they're working probably for the state.
Yeah.
And just get the same wages they always got. And a third of the population... lost everything.
Yeah, and listen, Niall, here's what doing business in Ireland means today. And you know this, and I know this, and so does Dave. One company went to the government and said, listen, we want to keep people on the payroll. Can you give us a dig out? And they got a dig out off the company, off the government, taxpayers' money. The company got into profitability and made a massive profit. What did they do? They didn't give it back to the government.
No, they moved the money out of the country. Yeah,
and they gave it as a dividend to their shareholders. They should be fucking locked
up. Oh, watch your language.
Sorry. They should be locked up.
Yeah, well, I know in that particular instance, there was two companies, by the way, have done that so far. But in those particular instances, I know the government said they will be looking to get the money back that they gave them.
Well, there's a lot of companies out there that went for the wage subsidy scheme, my one in particular, and they made sick amounts of money. They reckon my boss made the guts of €1 million. He wasn't even paying us a full day's pay. He got more or less 10 weeks of pretty much like cheap labour. And we didn't realise it at the time, but we could have just said, I don't feel safe for work and gone home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going off on a tangent. But both of you, by the way, Dave, you don't mind paying the bit extra, provided you genuinely believe it goes to the right cause. But Morris, you're saying you're sick of them putting your hand in your pocket, and that's it.
Exactly. And if they put up the price of anything that I'm using, I'm going to get rid of it.
Okay, all right, got to take a break there. The number's 087-188-0008. Loads of people, by the way, texting. Congratulations to Dave on his baby. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Some of your audio messages as well coming in on WhatsApp.
Hey, Niall, how are you? Great show. Just listening to you there on my lunch break. No, I wouldn't be a person wanting to subsidise the Irish film industry. They should be getting, they get enough money from the government, and we're paying enough money through our licence fee. I have Amazon, I have Netflix. I've got rid of the Irish TV off my my television, and I have a different subscription service because it's crap, to be honest with you. I wouldn't watch it. Thank God we have Sky Atlantic and Netflix and Amazon, but I wouldn't be paying extra for it. No way. Thanks, guys.
No way. Wouldn't be paying anything extra for it. Eric, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Eric?
Not too bad at all now.
Good. Now, Eric, would you be happy, you know, if it was a case that they kind of passed this cost on, this levy, would you be happy to pay a bit extra if it genuinely went into Irish productions?
Absolutely. Like, one thing that's always amazed me about our little island is the quality of the talent we produce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you take the biggest, one of the biggest bands, if not the biggest band in the world, love them or hate them.
You too.
You know?
Yeah.
And I suppose if they probably, when they were younger, if they didn't have the support or the means to go out and do what they did, they would have never been you too, you know?
Yeah, so like, you believe if we genuinely, I mean, look, the last thing people want to go, because people have a thing about RT lately, because we pay enough in the licence fee, and they seem to swallow that up fairly quickly and waste it. So
exactly. I would really think RT should really be doing this. I did a quick bit of math. I don't know how many households there are in Ireland, but if you take 3 million tellies, which I'm sure that's far more than 3 million tellies in the country, you know, and they're basically, if you have a TV of any form now, regardless what's plugged into it.
It's 160 quid.
Exactly, 160 quid. You're looking at just shy of half a billion. I don't know what they spend or what.
They also say that 15% of people don't pay the licence fee.
So they lose.
That's why they want to change the license fee to a tax, a broadcasting charge.
Exactly.
So they'll all get it. So the revenue will collect it.
I think they could probably just stop wasting money as well on getting. I reckon RT have plenty of money to actually put into Irish productions, but they go off and spend the money on getting big blockbuster movies, which BBC and Channel 4 and all these other programs that we get for free anyway.
It's kind of pointless. I don't know how much RTE would pay in royalties, you know, to have a big blockbuster on, particularly around Christmas time or whatever it is. But you're right, it probably is a waste of money because we can watch it on Netflix anyway. Yeah. Or you can watch it probably on Sky Movies if you have your Sky Movies package or whatever. So it would be better spent money on, you know, home-produced programmes.
Yeah, I would love to see them take a punt and, like, publicly do it. Say, listen, you know, we've done this for years. We're going to try something different. It could be really bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many artists out there or filmmakers or, you know, just anyone in the, let's call it the arts world, had a load of crap before they had genius stuff?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not really public service to stick Home Alone on in the middle of the afternoon or whatever. That's not public service broadcasting.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
And at the same time, if I was guaranteed that the money was going to go into, like, if I, you know, an extra euro on my Netflix subscription or something, a euro or two, was guaranteed to go in and it was properly done, you know, in a clear and transparent way. Yeah, I'd be more than happy.
Because we never know, programs like the likes of Kin or Love Hate or whatever it happens to be, the ones that people remember, could end up on Netflix and on the platform. Okay.
You know, and anyone, exactly, like Love Hate's probably the most recent example that I'm aware of that was.
I enjoyed Kin as well. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Although it was quite short and the episodes were quite short, but I did enjoy it. Well, listen, Eric, thanks very much. I think that's a good point made. If you genuinely believe the money was going to improve Irish productions or going to go towards Irish artists, and there's some wonderful talent in this country, certainly we should be doing it. And also the point he makes about RTE, he's 100% right. I don't know how much they pay in royalties for big movies, big blockbusters, but why are we paying huge money for big blockbusters to cover an hour and a half of TV, where if you put that money into home-produced programmes, you'd probably get a good hour and a half of home-produced entertainment. I mean, nothing like Late Show now, to be honest with you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.